Hey, welcome to episode 169 of Fresh Air at 5. This week is called In the Same Boat for 25 Years. It's our anniversary week, my wife and I, and I'm just going to be recalling that a little bit as we go through the week here. Other great things are going on. Your book is wrapped up and things going on at school. So take a listen. Thanks for being here. Share this with a friend. And without further ado, episode 169, Fresh Air at 5.
This is Brittany Blackwell, host of the Resilient Teacher Podcast, a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, along with this podcast. Each show on the network is independently owned, and the views expressed may not represent those of other podcasts. For the best education podcast, visit edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Fresh Air at 5, the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Carpenter, coming to you every week from Abbotsford, which is about 45 minutes east of Vancouver, British Columbia, on the west coast of Canada. Fresh Air at 5 is my regular attempt to get some fresh air by walking about my neighborhood, which is located on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people, the Tsimmath First Nation and Mathqui First Nation. I consume podcast content while I walk, then reflect on this content in an unedited video, which I post on my X, formerly known as Twitter, channel every day. This podcast is the collection of the audio taken from those daily selfie videos over the course of a week, Monday to Friday. So let's jump into my listening and learning this past week. PLN May 6, 2024, out for Fresh Air at 5, mid-afternoon. This morning it was raining, but I got a podcast listening. Excited about that, came home from work, and I'm out for walking as we're getting close to 5 o'clock p.m. here. Almost dinner time. Okay, as I'm walking today, I listened to episode 159 of Check This Out podcast with Ryan O'Donnell and Brian Briggs. And as I'm listening, they recap their session with all the people at Spring Q. And I was there. And dudes, that was awesome. That was so much fun. Thanks for the shout out on the show today. And yeah, I'm glad to hear that you're hobbling around, Briggs, after that epic move at the end of the conference. They bring us a lot of bits of learning that they did. And it was really cool to see the incorporation of AI into a number of tools. For myself, the Adobe Suite was fantastic. I went to their Animate with Audio with Adobe Express and Claudio Zavella Jr. He gave the presentation with Martine, and they talked about Animate with Audio. And how you can just speak into the thing, and that does this animation thing that comes out of some big sized Adobe product that's built into Adobe Express. I've got my students doing it, super fun. My students are working on actually a Mother's Day project right now and using Animate with Audio as their audio editor a bit. And yeah, so good. So boys, if you haven't checked out Animate with Audio, you should do that. Super fun. Yeah, it was so great to be live in person at Spring Q and see Ann Cosmo and others, you know, all the other people that were there. I really enjoyed hanging out with you guys, and it made for my Spring Q to be super fantastic. I talked about that about 3 weeks ago on my podcast, so you can go back and listen. All right, well, that's all I got for now. Have a fabulous rest of your Monday. Okay, bye. On May 7, 2024, out for Fresh Air at 5 this morning, just after 5 a.m. Look at it. It is like daylight already, and I love it. And we're not even very far into May. Can't wait for, well, I can wait I'm thankful because the days are longer even right now, and into June makes the days of fishing longer because we can stay out on the water longer without it getting dark, and traveling in the light is so much better as well. All right, this morning I list episode 104 of the Resilient Teacher podcast with Brittany Blackwell, and she brings us an episode about grading and providing feedback with AI, and about using a tool called CodeGrader, and the guy from CodeGrader, his name is Gil Flores. He talks about the impact of having the AI help us with expediency in our marking and providing feedback. Don't know exactly how this tool works. Have to look into that. But as far as providing feedback on writing and social studies like humanities writing, it takes a long time. This tool can help with that. Not sure if you have to drop your student's paper in, probably, so the tool can see it. But the point is that we can provide much faster feedback to about 80% with the AI tool. And then as the teacher, the human in the loop, like we talk about, we have to decide whether we agree or not with that feedback and make adjustments so that we can, you know, support our students well. So that is what's going on with the Resilient Teacher, episode 104. Take a listen to Brittany as she talks with Gil, and fascinating to hear and see, you know, the utility of AI in our classrooms as our assistant. You know, it's not the teacher, and I'm never going to have AI be my teacher in my classroom because I can't trust that it's going to be like me. All right, Brittany. All right, Gil. Thanks so much. Have a fabulous day. Carpenter out. Bye. PLN May 8, 2024. It is the afternoon now, and this morning on Twitter, I posted that I wasn't walking today because I was celebrating my 25th wedding anniversary with my wife and not walking. But I got home from work today, and it was a good day, but it was a challenging day at work, and I needed to go for a walk. So here I am out walking, and I turned on episode 74 of the Two Principles podcast with Kevin and Josh, and it was great to hear you gentlemen talking about finding the motivation in challenging times. You guys talked about being motivated as a leader. You were talking specifically about principalship and about leading buildings and the challenges that go on, but also the, you know, wins that happen, and how do you keep on going? And right now, with stuff going on at work, it's hard to keep on going because we have some conflict at my place, and I don't like it. But you know, why am I doing what I do? Because of the kids that I serve, the students that I serve in my community, and doing things for them. All right, there's a lot in here that you guys provided, and you know what? Any leader, actually, not just principals, should listen to this Two Principles podcast about finding motivation in those challenging times, because it applies all the way down, you know, to, you know, the EAs in your building, the bus drivers, you know, all of us. It's this is about being human. And so that's what I have to say there. It is Mental Health Awareness Month, and you know, our mental health is so important, because if we're not healthy mentally, we can't carry on. And I like the would you rather question you guys posed at the beginning about unlimited motivation with limited talent, and I would go with that one over the other way around, because motivation and having that drive with the talent you have can take you places. All right, that's all I got. Have a good day. Bye. PLN, welcome to May 10, 2024. It is Friday of this week, and it has been a full and rich week. like a lot going on. So many good things going on, so many challenging things going on, and here we are at the end of the week. This week has been our anniversary week. My wife and I are celebrating 25 years of marriage, and we are thankful for our relationship. It has been, wow, it's just gone by. Like, you blink and, you know, it was 5 years ago or so, and now it's like today. But that's the way time goes when you're raising kids and doing all the things. So I'm thankful for our relationship, thankful for our time that we have together, and looking forward to, you know, spending much more time with Wendy as we move forward. All right, this morning, the yearbook project with my media design class is almost wrapped up. We are at the finishing stages. I have been fine-toothing this thing and getting it ready for publication to go to the printers today. So setting it over to the printers this afternoon, and then we wait a couple or few weeks to get our yearbooks back. So super excited about that. All right, this morning I listened to episode 101 of Evolving with Gratitude as Lainey brings us an episode called Conquering Those Feelings of Indebtedness. And she's talking about the need for reciprocation when someone gives you a kind word or says something or does something for you, that we feel indebted to respond. Reciprocation. It is a thing that we all have to deal with. And you know, the part of gratitude and thankfulness is pausing and then saying thank you and actually meaning that without feeling the guilt of reciprocating. Do something nice for somebody else. Do something nice for that person, but don't feel like you have to right at that very moment. You know, keep it in mind. Don't keep a tally. That's not a good thing either. So thank you, Lainey, for sharing, and happy Mother's Day to you. And I hope your day is perfect as you wish. But don't feel entitled. That's another thing. Okay, talk to you guys. Bye. More thing for May 10, 2024. Oh, wow. So good to be out. You know, it's a bit later that I'm out now than typically at 5 a.m. Just because of the fullness of the week and, you know, finishing things up late at night. I decided to sleep in this morning and go for my walk a little bit later. So, yes, I've got a bit of a later start this morning, about half an hour later. So I'm like, let's go. And doing so, that's really good for me to process things, process what's going on. Think about the goods, think about the bads. And on episode 65 of season 3 of Seeing to Lead, Chris Jones brings us an episode called Take Out the Trash. Chris, you're talking all about, you know, the negative in our life. And what do we do with that? Which trash can do we put it in? You know, what do we do with it? We just stuff it down, or do we deal with it? And it's important that we deal with it and have an outlet for dealing with it. This is part of my outlet of getting out and going for a walk to help process those things. I do other things. I read my Bible. I pray. I talk with my colleagues, talk with my friends, and have a support group around me so that when it's not going so great, I'm not feeling those feelings of aloneness. Is that a solution? Well, it's a way of solving the problem so that I can keep on going. Keeps that motivation to go back into those situations that are tough again and again. But do we need to keep doing that? So evaluating where we're at, maybe possibly taking some radical steps and actually removing ourselves from those situations. All right, Chris, you're speaking my language, brother. It's so good. Thanks so much. All right, got one more to listen to in my last kilometer here this morning, and then it's post time. Later tonight. Talk to you. Bye. Last thing for May 10, 2024. This morning, I just listened to season 4, episode 32 of Teach Happier with Suzanne Daly. She's working through some common cliche statements about success and progress and things like that. And today she opens up with go for the bronze. Go for the bronze? Actually, she opens with go for the gold. And then she talks about the hustle culture around going for the gold and about being a silver medalist and being like more disappointed than the bronze medalist for getting second place instead of third place, because third place is like, wow, I got a medal at least. I'm not in fourth place. And gratitude is more likely in third place than in second place. I enjoy watching hockey during the Olympics, and Suzanne, so true. Do we watch the bronze medal game? And that is like between third and fourth place, and those teams play their hearts out, and man, they're excited when they win the bronze medal. Then you get to the gold medal game, because we don't call it a silver medal game, because the silver medalists are the losers of the gold medal game, and you know what? They are the saddest people like that I see on TV probably during the Olympics, during the Olympic hockey. You know, it could be Team Canada, could be the United States, could be other teams, but you know what? It's about how do we show our gratitude for where we are at. You know, it's interesting how they're at the top of their game in the world and they get second place and it's like, oh, that was the worst day. You know, but could I go do that? No, can't even at all. Another thing I like to watch is I watch Formula One racing, and I live vicariously for these race car drivers and these teams that spend millions and millions and millions of dollars to go around in circles and improve engineering to make their cars go super fast. You know, I watch Max Verstappen right now as approaching a third time world champion this season, I think, maybe fourth, maybe he's a third time. I don't know, can't remember. But the point is that he's really good, really, really good. And then everybody else is playing for second place. They get to the podium, they're super excited, and they're like, yeah, you know I'm second place? Because that's like the first place for the rest of us. All right, that's all I got. Have a happy Friday. Talk to you soon. All the best. Bye.
I appreciate you giving me a listen as I've created this podcast experience for you. It's like a unique Blinkist or Coles Notes version of the content I take in, like a highlight reel, so that you can hopefully find some other interesting podcasts you may not have considered before. I've recorded the specific episode podcast titles and episode numbers in the show notes, which are only a click or swipe away for your learning convenience. I've also started to put together a Spotify playlist of each of the episodes so that you can also take a listen to those specifically, and the link to that playlist is in the show notes. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes. And if you enjoyed this podcast and its format, share it with someone else. You can also follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Brian Carr, BRYONCAR, or at Fresh Air at 5. Tweet about your experience or give it a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Fresh Air at 5 can be found on the Educational Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. I hope you have a fantastic day. Get some fresh air before the day is out and take care of yourself because you are worth it.